Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
An Erio's original.
Each week, we decide who's to blame for a historical tragedy. And each week, you tell us if we got it right. My name is Rebecca Delgado-Smith, and this is The Aftermath. The Aftermath. Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the first mailbag of 2022 here at The Alarmist. With us today, we have producer Clayton Early.
Happy New Year.
And fact checker Chris Smith.
Hello.
Well, we wish everyone out there a happy and healthy 2022. How are we doing? What is, Clayton, how are you doing? Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yes, I'm doing well. I'm on a fitness journey. Does that sound unique or what?
You are new.
Wow.
I think you might be the only one.
Yeah.
I might be the only one, but I'm trying to start a new trend. I think it's really going to catch on. I have started back in the day. You two might recall, I was doing a Barry's boot camp regimen.
Yes.
And I have realized over the last 3 years that I have built a monument, a big one, on my body. So I'm trying to reduce that monument to just like a small temple.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Does that make sense?
So is it like Mount Rushmore? Like, can you see President's faces in it?
Yes.
Oh, there's multiple people in there.
There's multiple people in there. I've kind of acquired a few humans that I pass on the street, so trying to shed them.
Well, okay, that's great. You know, we're here. We're very supportive of your fitness goals for 2022.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Chris? Do we have any New Year's resolutions? I'm putting you on the spot.
No, it's fine. I have a couple of New Year's resolutions, but my first goal of the New Year's is going to be getting through my COVID-19, which I unfortunately I contracted. So I got COVID and I currently have it. It's very mild and, I get it, mm-hmm. I get it. And, this is,
you got it. You literally got it.
You do got it.
And now I understand.
You waited almost 2 years, but you did it. You finally did it. Good for you.
Thanks. I think everybody on the planet has it at this point. We're recording early January now. So, but that'll be my first goal, is to get through that. It's really mild. It's basically a cold. But I'm still, powering through. I didn't want to miss an alarmist episode. But if anybody is curious, Rebecca We've agreed to, I'm quarantining in the garage right now, which is an office space. It's not, yeah. It's just a,
it sounds way worse when you say I've sent garage. Him to the garage
next to the parked cars.
I'm sleeping underneath one of the cars and, I've laid out.
It's comfy. It's COVID comfy.
Yeah. A torn off sort of piece of carpet I'm using as a blanket mm-hmm. and, I'm using a empty can of oil as a pillow. So, I'm doing okay, but get through that.
Luckily, yeah, you're vaxxed and boosted, and you know that should be, hopefully it'll all be okay, huh, Chris?
That'll help me. That's what they say is that it reduces the symptoms, so I'm happy about that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have not. Yes, as you must all understand, I am. No, I do not have it as of now. We'll see. But I'm testing myself regularly and quarantining, of course, and fingers crossed I'm in the clear.
Yeah. Do we have any idea who's to blame for Chris contracting COVID? There's an episode that we should be.
We'll schedule that. And that should be coming out in February of 2022.
The historical disaster. Chris contracting the Omicron variant.
Chris, we all hope you feel better soon.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming from me as a podcast host and as your wife.
Thank you. Well, I already feel better being here with you guys and being able to dig into some of this mailbag and also just sort of, you know, putting out our signal to the alarmy. I know that I have a lot of fans and a lot of people really pulling for me. Mm-hmm. I'm picturing sort of like a stadium of people just up cheering, go Chris, go Chris. It's probably bigger than a stadium, but I know I look.
Well, there's people outside.
I'm
there's
feeling
people
that energy.
Wishing they had tickets.
Yeah,
we might have to build another wing of the mail room just for all of the sympathy mail you're going to get after this episode airs.
Yeah.
So we should start that.
We should get on that. But anyway, I feel the good vibes and I want to put more good vibes out there. I hope anybody who's going through it now also gets through it with me. So,
yeah. Well, you know, for me, my New Year's goal is going to be to get back into running. Actually.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm going to do it. It's my time where I can't be on my phone. I can't do anything. Mm. It's very unsafe, you know, as you can imagine. If I could, I would run with knee pads and all kinds of protective gear. But I'm all about safety running.
Just get one of those giant balls that you can just run in and you can, you know, like you just run in the ball and just like roll down the street. So if you fall, you'll just bounce around.
If I could, I would. I really, that should actually be my 2022 New Year's goal is to get one of those balls so that I can run even safer.
And no COVID. You can't, like, you'll be enclosed. So no COVID's going to run by you.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I'm changing my resolution. So
I'll start Googling inflatable running balls.
Okay. It's perfect.
Now let's get started with some of these mail inquiries, emails.
Wow.
It's always
it's been a long vacation.
We're warming back up.
This is coming from Tina, and Tina says, "Dear Rebecca, Chris, Clayton, Amanda, and the rest of the Alarmy, just wanted to write in and add my two cents on the Carrie and Big wedding disaster. I couldn't help but wonder, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, if we maybe should take a look at the meta level of how things played out. For one, I think making movies out of a TV series perhaps wasn't doing the narrative structure any favors. Some things just work better on TV. Personally, I think Michael Patrick King is to blame. Even on the TV show, he took the series to a different level. If you have the time, go back and rewatch season 3 finale. This is the last episode show creator Darren Star was involved in, and it could easily be read as a finale of some sort. I didn't know that. All girls are single and have a rooftop party. When King took over, the show became the glamorous beast it is known for today. Ultimately, I think the show was intended to depict the life of the single girl. That's not how the show ended after its original six-season run. In the movies, Michael Patrick King brought none of the show's writers back. I think a writer's room would have done the scripts good. On a whole other topic, I would like to suggest you do an episode on Cochabamba Water War of 2000. What is that? Clayton's on it. I'm currently writing my bachelor's thesis, and I read extensively on the topic. You should definitely get into it someday. All right, that's it for now. Have a great day. Enjoy the holidays as much as you can while the world is going up in flames. Your trusty Alarmy member, Tina. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so Tina, lots to say.
A lot to say. I'm curious what her thesis is about.
Yes, me too. I'm looking up Cochabamba.
Water War of 2000.
Bolivia. It takes place in Bolivia. Response to the privatization.
Is this like a water rights situation? Yeah, people like farmers versus government or city?
Okay, yep. That's interesting. We'll have to put that up on the on our list.
Have to.
Yeah.
Thank you for the suggestion. I love when an Alarmy member comes up with a suggestion. We welcome it, you guys. It's mm-hmm. awesome. And I just think she makes a great point and a novel point about this Michael Patrick King being to blame because I didn't know that, first of all. And second of all, I think she makes a good point about the intention of a TV show versus the intention of a movie. And I think when people watch TV, you know, resolving these issues, or the main issue, if you will, right, whatever the TV show is about, is you're just hoping that the creators put it off for as long as possible so you can watch these characters in this funny situation or dramatic situation, right? So in the case of a movie, that's not, you know, they need resolutions. You need to make some tough calls, some tough decisions. And you have to wrap things up in a certain way. And in this case, it was a shitty wedding that they.
Well,
they... it's always hard to like, what's the ending? It's like so good in the middle, and it's like, how do we get out of this in a clean way? And not everyone's always going to be satisfied.
It's true.
And I think that's the point of television, is that you don't really need an ending, like Chris was saying, and you know. So if you're like Clayton and you want to sit in the murky middle, you know, the messy middle.
I mean, I'm just thinking back to what I feel like was like the original Golden Girls, Sex and the City, it's Golden Girls. You see how I can't even just slipped right out. And in honor of Betty White, who recently passed,
that's right.
But I felt like the ending of that show was kind of like the most lovely, brilliant thing. Like it stayed true to itself. And then they tried to bring it back with the Golden Palace without B. Arthur, of course, and it just didn't work. It's like they actually kind of accomplished a really nice ending to these four women living together and always being like sisters. And it's a really emotional ending. And you felt very like sad, but like ultimately very satisfied. And then it's like, you know, if you do get that good ending, which every once in a while a movie or a TV show does, it's like, just cherish that and don't mess with it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think what Tina is also bringing up is the fact that there was almost a changing of power, right? Or, you know, there was a vision Darren Star had. And then who knows if he knew if the show was going to get picked up for another season. Perhaps he did intend it to be a potential series ending at the end of season three. And then there was changing of the guards.
Right.
And now Michael Patrick King took over.
Right.
And it's now his little baby.
Right.
I wonder what Darren Star and Mike, as it's early 2022. I'm getting back into it. Michael Patrick King and Darren Star in a room together. I wonder if they're like, no, we're happy with what each other did, or if there's, you know, what's their conversation.
Yep. This has happened with a couple shows, right? I mean, this was Game of Thrones, you know, they kind of ran out of story, right? George, George Martin or whatever didn't really have what ostensibly was like season 5 or 6 or whatever. And then wasn't it Veep? Somebody took over. Armando Iannucci left Veep in season 5. That ended up okay though. But yeah, this is one of these weird phenomena. Oh, West Wing. Sorkin left
West
Wing.
It happens.
And it's like, well, does the original creator of the show then sort of forego their, it doesn't matter what they would have done with it, right? Because for whatever reason they left the show, whether it had been contract related or money or whatever, creative, or they just wanted to move on to other projects, whatever. But they sort of, you know, they forego their rights and they give it up to somebody else, and that person gets to usher it into the and gets to resolve it essentially. So
yeah, what's that saying that I always don't like? Hold on tightly, let go lightly.
Yeah.
Why don't you like it?
It's just not my, it's, I don't let go.
You, do you want to hold on tightly always?
I'm just holding on tightly. Okay. whoever tells
like, Rebecca,
me.
Let go.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Whoever's
that
telling me to let go lightly just doesn't understand who I am at my core. Well, you know, it's interesting now with the new season of And Just Like That, what's going on. But you know what? We can do a whole episode on this.
I know. We're falling into Sex in the City world.
We need to move on.
It could be
on.
A Sex in the City podcast if we wanted to. We could spin this off into something else.
Yeah, there are a bunch.
We've had them on.
We've had experts. As experts.
It's true.
So this is another email coming from Ashton Brooke Herndon. And they say, hi, Alarmist Podcast. I love y'all's show. I'm a big history nerd and always thought, what if, in all my classes. And I love how y'all dive into that factor when figuring out who's to blame for causing an event. I really butchered that sentence. Apologies, Ashton. I just listened to the Che Guevara episode and I felt your pain with not putting Castro in the alarmist jail, but love that he got the big slap. I also wanted to suggest maybe a future case if y'all already don't have it down. Have you thought about doing an episode about the Rust production shooting?
Oh geez.
I know it's a very recent event and it's still being investigated, but today, while on my break at work, I watched the episode 2020 did of it, and all I could think about was who you'd all put on the board. My money is on the armorer. Again, love the podcast. Can't wait to hear more. I think eventually we will probably cover that Rust production shooting. I think it's too soon at the moment. I think some things, I don't know.
Yeah.
The investigation is still ongoing.
Yeah. There's still a lot of information to come through. Like, one thing we definitely don't want to get into the habit of doing is not letting enough time pass before we cover a historical topic.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Information is always coming out. And we got to give it a little time for everything to settle.
It's definitely good. It's definitely, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
As you read the news and stuff come out. But yeah, it feels like people are still processing.
Well, but thank you, Ashton, for writing in. We also have another email from Catherine O'Neill. And this says, hi, Rebecca, Chris, and Clayton. I was just listening to the Marianne Cotton podcast. And as you were discussing things that can be poisonous, someone asked if air could be poisonous. And as an ICU nurse, I can tell you that yes, it can in certain conditions. It is called oxygen toxicity. Mm-hmm. and can be used by over-administration of supplemental oxygen. I thought I'd throw this tidbit out there. And thanks for making such an entertaining podcast. I really enjoy listening. So what do you got?
Too much oxygen.
Yeah, this is why they have such good ventilation in airplanes and in hospitals and certain criteria. It's like, you know, if you don't have any ventilation or like airflow.
What? Are you? But she's saying here oxygen toxicity can be caused by over administration of supplemental oxygen. So I'm guessing this is like when you have an oxygen mask on. and well, you just get too much oxygen?
Well, yeah, or there's too much oxygen in the air. That's really interesting. I've never heard of that. It's like water poisoning or something. It's like too much of a good thing, right? I know that my cousin was an EMT, and he said when you have a panic attack, you're not getting enough actually carbon in your lungs. And what you have to do, that's why people breathe into a bag. You see people breathe into a bag. It's because you don't need oxygen in those moments. Like for some reason, I don't know why, but you need a carbon.
Maybe because you're gasping in too much fresh air. Aren't you usually like, like when you're panic attacking?
Maybe.
Like, yeah, I guess so. Could,
maybe Catherine can come in and give us a little info on that. But anyway, interesting that you can actually be oxygen toxicity exists.
There you go. Everything is poisonous. I think we were trying to figure out if there was one thing that wasn't poisonous or something.
I'll tell you one thing that's definitely not poisonous. It's a warm hug from a good friend. Can't get enough of those.
I was going to say love, but then you hear about all these mothers and they're like Schadenfreude, whatever, poisoning their kids because they love them so much.
Like Munchausen or maybe love's proxy or whatever.
I used the wrong word.
I thought you were going to say, I've been recently during vacation, I was watching a lot of Forensic Files and TLC, you know, all the crime stuff. And there was one called Vengeance, The Killer Newlyweds? Is that what it was called?
I don't remember.
Were the newlyweds killing people?
They were killing each other.
God.
The Rebecca has a habit, especially when we go on vacation, we get access to cable, which we cut our cable a while ago. But when we go on vacation, we get access to cable. She likes to turn on shows that are deeply disturbing and dark, and she falls asleep to them. And I'm left in the middle of these shows awake watching, needing to see some sort of conclusion. And, you know, sometimes these murderers are never caught, or sometimes these mysteries are never solved. And so I'm sitting there. I don't fall asleep. You understand? I stay awake almost. I'm almost more awake.
And you're committed to the show. You wouldn't just change the channel.
It's really hard. It's really hard for me to, if I'm engaged in the story, to kind of pull away from it until it sort of is over. So
I get that.
Well, it soothes me to sleep. What can I say? I'm on vacation.
Okay.
That's funny.
Well,
that's why you're the alarmist.
That's why she's the alarmist.
So thank you, Catherine, for writing in and letting us know that oxygen is also not safe.
Right. Just worry about that now.
Didn't think I had to worry about that, but now I am.
Everywhere you turn. You turn. Little daggers. Little threats.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
So this email is coming from, or this message is coming from Claudette Durr. And Claudette says, "Hi, I'm an addictive listener, and I have to defend your pilot in training in your plane crash episode. The trainer is under the watchful eye of the one that is training. That is why you have a trainer. His expertise is supposed to teach and catch problems. I have never written, and I do not know if this is the correct media choice, but I train nurses and they are my responsibility, and I have to co-sign everything they do until I feel convenient. They
know confident,
oh, confident, but it says convenient. They know how not to kill people." Well, thank you for that. Love
That's
the show.
How you should think of all of your nurses. Do you know how not to kill me?
How not to
Are
kill
you one of the good nurses?
Am I okay signing off on you not killing someone?
It's an important question.
I think, you know, Claudette makes a really good point, actually. And Clayton, do you recall who we ended up sending to the alarmist jail and who we ended up slapping for that episode? I believe we slapped the pilot. I have a feeling we slapped the pilot.
I could look it up.
Yeah, while you look that up, you know, Claudette makes a good point. I think as someone who...
Was this the Alive episode?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Andes flight disaster.
No, I thought she was talking about the one...
It is the Andes. Because we did put the pilot in training in jail.
Oh.
And we gave the big slap to the seasoned pilot, and we backhanded the airport air traffic controllers.
So perhaps we need to flip that, you know?
I'm trying to think why we... I wish I could remember the details.
I'm confusing this with Tenerife.
Yeah. I believe we did that because the mistake that they made was so big, right?
Right.
The one in training. But I guess Claudette makes a really good point. Perhaps that was an oversight on our part.
I also want to shout out, because that was just back-to-back nurses. You had Catherine, the ICU nurse, and then Claudette, who's in medicine. Just shout out to all of our nurses. I know that I'm fairly sure there's a lot of hospital overload right now, and they're very busy. So we want to give them a shout out and say thanks to all the frontline workers, nurses, doctors, EMT.
Absolutely.
On down the line. I don't know. We'd have to kind of go and look at that again, because
I think it's important. It might be something to consider.
Yeah.
So we'll have to, should we just change it based on this?
You're the alarmist.
You are the alarmist.
You're in charge of this jail. So
I can't believe we did that now looking back on this.
You can make the decision. It's a ton of paperwork for me and Clayton in terms of these traits. You got to really, do the prison
really
transfers.
Is.
But all I have to do is just say I want to change it though. Right. That's all I have to do. That's all the work I have.
Yes, you're winning.
Listen, this is the beginning of 2022. You want to set the tone.
Set the tone.
You make your choice.
You make the choice. Be the boss.
Okay. I'm changing it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So the seasoned pilot, you're going to the alarmist jail. Hey, you little pilot trainee, you're getting the big slap.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Claudette. Who knew? I mean, it was just a good point. I couldn't get past it. Now, this is a message from Dina N, And it says, my friend and I were discussing who's to blame for the fact that women have to wear pants or basically be covered. And we managed to get the big three in jail. Capitalism, the patriarchy, and the fashion industry.
It's a great. Wow. Why does anybody have to wear pants is my question.
Gosh. Well, they're comfortable.
Well, it's but I think the point she's making is one about, you know, like Adam and Eve, God gave them shame or whatever, and they couldn't be naked in front of each other anymore. That's what I'm talking about. How come we can't be like in, you know, the shores of Spain with the topless beaches and the bottomless beaches all the time?
Although, I mean, I just feel like, wasn't there like a big push in the feminist movement to be able to wear pants and not have to be wearing like stockings and skirts? And like to. So if this is truly like an Adam and Eve, why do we have to wear clothes at all? Then sure. But if it's like from that perspective,
well, we can do
don't
it.
Don't you want to wear the pants?
Well, then we can flip it and do it from the male perspective of the disaster, the historical disaster of letting women wear pants when they stormed into the men's section and bought all the pants. We can look at the disaster from that angle.
And then all those men had to wear skirts because there were no more pants.
That's right.
Left.
Okay. Here's what I think. I think let people wear whatever they want. Maybe it's more the what we're thinking about who's to blame here is why is clothing gendered?
Yeah, so why do men have to wear pants? That's a I would say that's also capitalism, patriarchy, and the fashion industry.
We're sort of coming out the other side of that, though. I don't know if you've seen the recent magazine covers with Harry Styles on it.
Yes.
He's wearing dresses and and people are very upset about that.
Are they? Are people really
people
upset about that?
People get so mad when a man doesn't have... They need that extra couple seams down their legs. It's like they can't be accessed. You can't access the, I guess the balls can't be ventilated.
Floating around?
I'm just not sure what the problem is. But
this is one of those where I just want to say, get a life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get a life.
Get a life. Stop caring about things that are so
Start a podcast. Start a historical podcast.
Start an men in dresses podcast and read your reviews. I'm sure they'll be wonderful.
Actually, I think there's a big market for that, unfortunately.
I know. Don't
I think
start
we just
that.
Described Joe Rogan's podcast, but man, whatever.
Dina goes on to say that also in Toronto, where I live, we have a hospital row on University Ave, four hospitals all in a grid, basically. Two beside each other and then across four lanes of traffic to others. There are tunnels underneath the streets that connect all of the hospitals so patients can be moved safely and then not in the snow in the winter.
There you go. We were talking about Amanda's.
That's a good hospital.
And the doctor leaving through a complicated series of caves. So that actually exists.
We're going to have to get on the horn with Amanda and let her know that she doesn't have to be stressed about the what happened in the past.
Let's not even let's not even think about what we're going to say. Let's just call her and see what happens.
Let's just call her and just say that, hey, Amanda, you don't have to be stressed about what happened in the past. No context. And she'll probably get it. She'll get it.
I think that could be an email. I'll be honest. I think that could be an email.
No, I think it's a call. Let's get her on the horn. Okay, we have two more things to cover. Now, this is from Jordan. And Jordan says, this is regarding Mariah's New Year's Eve disaster. Those stage managers 100% should have gone to jail. Mariah's is professional, and she was confident that if given the correct setup, she would nail the performance with minimal rehearsal. I would have sent the stage managers to jail and given Mariah's overconfidence the big slap. Thank you for making life more interesting, Jordan.
Okay.
Well,
I love
and just a reminder, we sent Mariah's decision to miss rehearsals is what we sent to jail.
Right.
And the stage managers got the slap.
Right.
Something to think about there. I mean, they are definitely, I mean, you wonder what would have happened if they did have, I mean, if the equipment was there, I'm sure she would have had a great performance. So he makes a great case. But her missing rehearsal was a big mistake. They weren't able to work out the kinks.
Here's the thing. I just think for me, the rehearsal part is a bigger deal than the stage managers. But I understand Jordan's point saying, you know, this is their job and they should have provided her with the correct, you know, devices. So I think it just comes down to a difference in opinion, but it's a totally valid opinion and I appreciate it.
As performers, I think the rehearsal and missing the rehearsal really hits home to us.
Yes.
It's like what we have
nightmares
about. You know?
Yes, we're biased to that.
It's very true. It's very true.
I still have those nightmares.
I still have those nightmares too.
But you know, we, in all fairness, we're in the same vicinity. Feels like
we're close.
You know, what, more blame, less blame. We're close. But thank you, Jordan, for writing in. And now we have a voicemail, right, Clayton?
We do. Yes, I'm going to. This is. Do we know who this is from? They're going to introduce themselves on the voicemail. So,
okay, great. Yeah,
here we
go. I can't wait. I love these.
Hello, my alarmy leaders. I'm Caitlin calling from Michigan. This is going to be kind of a lot because I couldn't leave a message earlier. And I wanted to leave a message because I know Amanda really loves it. She's an old fart. I've got a little bit of a backlog that I'm working towards because I couldn't listen for a while because of my job. But I'm catching up. I just finished the Trail of Tear episodes. Couple things I wanted to say. First, there was also an episode. It was a mailbag episode, October 29th, 2020. You said your listeners don't smoke weed. And as someone who lives in a state that is legal for both medical and recreational, I can certainly confirm that at least some of us do. And as for the Trail of Tear episode goes, I love how you guys went a little crazy in it. I mean, what, you guys sent two people to jail and slapped like four people? Frickin' love it. And I couldn't help but keep coming back to something while I was listening to this episode. I kept making ties between all of that and Nazi Germany. And it just really makes you realize how fucked up our country is. So, anyways, love the podcast. Got a little bit of a backlog to listen to, so I know I'm kind of behind with my message, but love you guys, especially Chris. He's my boy. I love him so much. He makes me laugh. Chris, have fun.
There you go,
wow,
Chris.
Wow, Chris, getting that love.
Are you sure? Is that an actor you paid to leave a voicemail?
You know, I really don't like this narrative that anytime
you created it.
Someone called in. and says something nice about me, that it is something that I set up. I don't want to have to keep justifying myself. Look, these people are just fans of mine. I have a lot of fans. And the sooner you guys can accept that, I think the sooner we can just get to the business of doing a podcast.
I just got to say, I love voicemails because you can, you know, it's so fun to hear people's voices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It just really makes it personal. So, Caitlin, thank you so much for calling in. And I can't think of why I would say that alarmy members don't smoke weed, but I believe you.
I mean, I'm sure there's quite a few who partake.
It feels like a big statement for me to make.
It's interesting.
Are you sure you made it? I don't think she called out anyone. I wonder, it could have been anyone. I don't think I was on that episode. So
that could be our next historical tragedy.
Yeah, maybe it was a joke.
Figuring out who said that. But I was curious when she said that. She said she can guarantee that some do. And I was wondering if she went out and did a poll or something, how she could guarantee that. I was just curious. Like, this struck me as, I was interested in what the research was there.
Well, you're a fact checker, so it would make sense that you want to know.
My mind is always in there. You're so right, Clayton. Yeah. That's where my mind goes.
And you know, as far as the, you know, making the connection between the Trail of Tears and other historical, you know, tragedies and big time events. I mean, I think I agree with you. This is what is so interesting for me, is like how just history just keeps repeating itself, and these terrible tragedies just keep happening over and over again. And I'm like, really? No one stopped to be like, maybe we shouldn't do that one again. Well, maybe we shouldn't.
In fairness to the past, they didn't have podcasts. Mm. So now that we have podcasts and we can do this show, I'm hopeful that the tragedies will stop.
Mm. Well,
you heard it here.
2022, the tragedy stopped thanks to podcasts.
And so did the podcast.
All right. Well, I mean, we're getting close to the end here. Clayton, you know, I just want to encourage our listeners, our fellow Alarmy members out there, to, if you haven't already, please rate, review, and subscribe our show. I can't tell you how much it helps us, you know, continue to do the show. It helps spread the word. So, and it only really takes like, I don't know, 30 seconds, maybe less. I might be over, you know, giving you too much time. It might even be 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. Clayton, are there any reviews lately?
Yes, actually, okay. We have a slew of really wonderful, thoughtful reviews, and I'll just give you a couple. The first from Melanie. And she says, can't stop listening. I recently started The Alarmist from the first episode and I'm working my way up to the present. The dynamic between Rebecca, fact checker Chris, and producer Amanda is a lot of fun. They always keep me laughing out loud somehow as they dig deep into these historical tragedies, but are never disrespectful to the subject matter at hand. Once you get into the show's rhythm of the board, the verdict, and the follow-up discussions with the expert, it becomes truly addicting. I often spend time after the show continuing on in my research since the discussions are so interesting. Love the show.
Aww, that's nice. Thank you, Melanie.
I love I love that it's actually inspiring people to continue like the deep dive and be like, oh, I want to know more about this subject. It's actually more interesting than maybe I thought it was before.
That is ideal for me, you know. Use it as a little jumping board, I think.
Yeah.
And go and dig around.
I don't know. You know, maybe you'll come across a book at the bookstore that, you know, you might not have noticed before, or it might not have caught your attention, but you're like, oh, wait a minute. Does that take place during the
Bronze Age?
Yes.
I was going to say.
It does. It does take place during
the XYZ time.
Or maybe you can use it like, you know, you're in conversation and instead of it being like, oh, I heard this article on NPR recently, you're like, oh, I heard this really great episode on The Alarmist recently and I sound so smart. And then you can talk about the subject.
Yeah.
Because you learn something.
Well, okay. So, I'll insert XYZ. So, does that take place during the Irish potato famine?
And you're
like,
there you go.
You know what I was thinking.
Context.
anyway, thank you, Melanie.
Thank you. Writing. And I'll share one more with you from Leslie Loves Vampires. She says, I've been listening, or they say, don't want to make assumptions, they say, I've been listening to this show from the beginning, but I never wrote a review. What was I thinking? This podcast is by far one of the best I've stumbled across. Love the wonderful discussions and clear group chemistry. Your Donner Party episode is one of my favorites, and it inspired me not only to research the disaster more heavily, but to do a makeup look inspired by Tamsin Donner. Perhaps I'll do a Titanic-inspired look next. In short, love the podcast and keep up the wonderful work.
That is so nice.
So I would love if Leslie Loves Vampires, if you have a picture of this makeup look, send a shot to the show that we could post. That would be so fun.
Yeah, I think she might have tagged something on Instagram recently.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, but send it again and we'll make sure to post it after we've talked about it on the mailbag. Episode. That's so cool, though.
That is really cool.
Thanks to everyone who's written in it and who's sent us reviews and mails and thoughts and messages and all the things. We really appreciate it. We wish everyone again a happy and healthy new year. And tune in next week. We're going to be discussing the Tangaway train disaster.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.